the rest of the story. The world's first automobile, the first horseless carriage, took to the streets of Mannheim, Germany, one bright Sunday morning in 1885. A cross-country trip in a Motorwagen. It was no more feasible then than a transatlantic flight would have been for the Wright brothers in 1903, and yet what you're about to hear is an account of the first long-distance journey in an automobile, a genuine auto odyssey. It was attempted only 3 years after the motor car was invented. And even more remarkable is the rest of the story. Plans for the first long-distance cross-country trip in an automobile were made in secret. The conspiracy was comprised of three daring motorists named Bert, Eugene, and Richard. Their proposed round-trip course, Mannheim to Forzheim and back, 350 kilometers, 225 miles. Remember now, this was only 3 years after Carl Benz, as in Mercedes-Benz, had invented and successfully driven the world's first automobile. And for their unprecedented overland journey, the three motorists had chosen the Benz Motorwagen Model 3. It was a three-wheel carriage with a two-horsepower engine in the back and a pre-steering wheel tiller in the front. The historic adventure began at 5 a.m. on a clear August morning in 1888. Richard positioned in the forward rear-facing seat, Eugene on the tiller, Bert beside him. There would be no service stations, no road maps, no signs. Unsurfaced, winding, wagon-rut roads, and they were on their way to Forzheim, 112 and a half miles away. Following the railroad tracks along the Neckar River, the intrepid threesome reached Heidelberg in an hour, then headed south for Wiesloch. At Wiesloch, after 27 and a half miles of progress, their first refueling. No gas stations, remember, so by necessity they used petroleum-based cleaning fluid from the local drugstore. After Wiesloch, mountain roads, uphill, Bert and Eugene pushed while Richard manned the tiller. Downhill, an unexpected thrill, for the leather brake shoes gave out. Ill-designed to withstand hyper-friction, they quickly burned away. So, for brake repair, there would be many primitive pit stops and many visits to village cobblers. Water was another concern. Pre-radiator engines required replenishing every 12 miles, and of course, there were the impromptu adjustments and repairs. The leather belt connecting the engine to the differential continually was stretching and wearing, requiring periodic tightening. In those days of automotive unsophistication, Bert and Eugene and Richard would have used a hat pin to free a carburetor jet and a woman's garter to insulate a short-circuited ignition wire. The record shows that the three adventurers did arrive in Forzheim in the dark of night. They had reached the halfway mark of their round trip, no more than 100 miles, in one day. In 5 days, they would return home in a contraption which had never before left sight of the factory. You know that the remarkable journey of Bert and Eugene and Richard made history, but did you know that Bert was Berta Benz, the wife of the automotive inventor Carl Benz? Richard and Eugene, ages 13 and 15, were her young sons. And to prove to the world that the automobile was more than a toy, by making that historic auto odyssey of more than 200 miles, to do that which Carl Benz had not the nerve to do, Berta and Richard and Eugene, his wife and children, had conspired to depart in the early morning hours while Daddy was still sleeping. They took the car without his permission. Now you know the rest of the story.